Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Gittin, Perek Ches, Mishle Ches, Mishne Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esra Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zach Refan Yerzivug Hagon Bekarav Mamish. And we continue with more cases where a woman got remarried and she was not supposed to, and we say Teitzei Mizeh and Mizeh, she has to leave both husbands and V'chol Adrachim Ha'elu Ba. All things that we mentioned a few Mishnahs ago apply to her. So the Mishnah tells us, Kasav Sefer Get Lo Ish V'Shaver L'Isha. The Sefer wrote the get for the man and the Shaver for the woman. The get obviously is being used by the man to divorce his wife, and the Shaver is the piece of paper that the wife hands the husband after he pays the ksuba. It's the receipt. Now Vita, the Sefer made a mistake. V'Nasan Get Lo Isha V'Shaver L'Ish. He gave the get to the woman and the Shaver to the man. V'Nasu Zeh L'Zeh. And then the woman and man exchanged pieces of paper, which means that the husband just gave a Shaver to his wife, and the wife just gave a get to her husband, and that means that she's not divorced. And Rachel mind after time, meaning after she got remarried, lo and behold, the man has the get and the woman has the shiver. So she has to leave both husbands, and all these things apply to her. However, Reb Lezer says that no. If this was discovered right away, meaning before she got remarried, it was discovered that the man actually has the get and the woman has the shiver, ain't a get. So then you're right, it's not a valid get because we assume that this mix-up actually happened and therefore a new get would have to be written for her. However, im la'achar zman yatza, if this was discovered after some time, meaning after she got married, this was discovered, hareza get. It is a valid get, and she's married to the second guy, and nothing happens to her. Why is that? Because like Menu Minarishan La'abit Chusa Shalsheni, the first one, meaning the first husband, is not trusted to cause the second guy, the second husband, to lose his chus. We assume that a kanunya happened, that they're trying to play some sort of shtick, and that the woman gave her get back to her husband so the husband can say, hey, I never really divorced my wife. I gave her the shiver by accident and not the get. And we don't trust him in this situation. Now the Mishnah just moves on to discuss another case where a get was written but not actually given over. If a man wrote a get to divorce his wife and then he changed his mind, he decided not to divorce her. Nonetheless, she's still possible from kahuna. This is called reach a get. She has the scent of a get on her. Since a get was written for her, she's already possible to marry a kayin, and that means even if her husband dies right now, she's not considered an almana and she's not allowed to marry a kayin. However, Beis Hillel argues, and they're makel not only in this case that Beis Shama just commented on, but they're makel even further. Even if he gave her a get, he handed her the piece of paper, and it was al tanai, on a condition that something has to be fulfilled, and only then the get is going to work. And the condition was never fulfilled. She's not possible from kahuna, and that's even though she received the get. Still, Beis Hillel doesn't hold this concept of reach haget. And moving on to Mishnah Tes. Hamagarshas ishtai v'lana imay v'pundaki. A man divorced his wife, and then after the divorce, he slept overnight with her at a hotel or at an inn, at some sort of lodging. Let's just pause over here to explain a few things. Number one, we say that ain adam aisa be'ilasai bilas nos. That when a man lives with a woman, he doesn't want that to be considered just regular nos, and he always has in mind that it's for kiddushin. Number two, we assume that if he stayed overnight with her in the same room, that he lived with her as man and wife. Now, even so, Beis Shammai says ain otzricha menu get sheni. She does not need another get from him, even though, as we had just said, he most probably lived with her as man and wife, and also ain adam aisa be'ilasai bilas nos. So he has in mind that this is kiddushin. The bottom line is there were no edim to witness the kiddushin, and therefore they're not considered married, so she doesn't need another get from him. However, Beis Hillel says tzricha imenu get sheni, she does need another get from him, because we know that since they for sure live together as man and wife, and of course he had in mind that he doesn't want it to be znos, that he wants it to be kiddushin, so now they're considered to be remarried, and that's why she would need another get from him. Now we just clarify this amasai. When is this? Bismashin is garshim minani suin. That's only if he divorced her after they were fully married, because we assume that when they stayed the night together in this hotel, they're very comfortable with each other because they were just previously married, and therefore they most probably live together as husband and wife. However, umaydim and izgarshim and erusin, Beis Hillel agrees that if he divorced her only after erusin, meaning they were never fully married, she'ena tzricha imenu get sheni, that she does not need another get from him, mibnei she'en li b'gaspa, because he's not comfortable enough with her. They were never fully married, they were only halachically engaged, and therefore we do not assume that they live together as husband and wife, and that's why she would not need another get. And on to another din, kenasa b'get kereach. This woman was divorced with this get, which is called a get kereach, and another man married her based off of this get that she had received. That's a problem, and teitzei mizeh u'mizeh, she has to leave both husbands, v'chol adrachim ha'elu ba, and all these things that we mentioned apply to her. Now we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud, talking about what exactly get kereach is, and on to Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.